The Saskatchewan Catholic School Boards Association regularly features good news stories in its monthly about the work divisions do, and recently, it highlighted the efforts of Moose Jaw area students. Lisa Busta, chaplain for Holy Trinity Catholic School Division, wrote the article and explained that she has been helping create student-led ministry teams in every school, with these teams full of students who are enthusiastic about sharing their love for Jesus Christ with their schools and communities. Vanya Collegiate created one of the division's first ministry teams more than 20 years ago, with the group initially called the Vanya Retreat Team because it focused on leading annual Grade 9 retreats, she continued. Today, the Vanya Ministry Team not only hosts Grade 9 retreats, but also helps lead and serve at Mass, comes together to pray, leads the school's annual Lenten fast, fundraises for charity, leads the Stations of the Cross at church, shares the faith with peers, and pursues other activities that promote Catholic teachings. Busta, Vanya's former chaplain and ministry team leader, later encouraged Holy Trinity administration to create even more ministry teams throughout the division, but in the elementary schools. It has been a wonderful experience to see the students come together in their various schools, leading and witnessing their faith to their friends, classmates and school community, she wrote. The elementary school ministry teams consist of students from grades 6 to 8 who read at masses, decorate their schools with posters containing Bible passages, seasonally decorate their schools according to the liturgical calendar and come together to pray the rosary. As time goes on, it will be exciting to see how these elementary teams grow and change, Busta added. And of course, once they go to high school, we hope they continue to witness their faith and continue to serve the Lord. Busta spoke about the Good News article and the work of the division's ministry teams during the recent Board of Education meeting. She told trustees that she plans to help start groups at St. Agnes and Christ the King in Shaunavon, while she will support the formation of a choir at Sacred Heart since the principal wants live singing during masses instead of videos. Meanwhile, she recalled that St. Margaret's 17-student team created 8 stations in the gym at Christmas to help tell the story of Jesus' birth. The kids wrote and designed the story and decorated the gym themselves. It was awesome, the division chaplain remarked. Busta said she is exceptionally busy supporting teachers and students, while she never takes breaks since she's always working on 2 to 4 things daily. She added that based on conversations with other chaplains, Holy Trinity has the most things to share during provincial meetings because of how busy it is. Lisa brings such energy to our division office. I know I look forward to her coming into my office and sitting down and telling me about the million things that are happening in our schools, said Ward Struby, Director of Education, noting she also works with the parishes. Holy Trinity will continue to spread the good news of what's happening in the division because it's unlikely that the public knows about everything that's occurring, he continued. Moreover, the organization has come far in the partnerships it's developed, which is something residents should also know. The next Holy Trinity board meeting is Monday, April 8.